Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, you shopped for quite a while to find a deputy ag commissioner, and finally you have arrived at a selection, and he is in the building.
Well, that's right. We recognize that all of the things we are trying to do around economic development, it involves working with the Department of Commerce. It might involve working with the Department of Health, a whole bunch of coalition building and all this type of thing. So we had some of the other folks stretched too thin. So we brought on a young man named Clint Leach, who has had a career in the Senate side on the Finance Committee. So we were familiar with his abilities to sort of, you know, work issues and that type of thing. So he came on with us, it seemed like late last year, really meshed in very well with our other leaders in the department. But the whole point is we really need and have brought a focus to economic development, recruiting, and all of the things that go with it.
This goes hand in hand with your goal for South Carolina agriculture.
Well, that's right. Yeah, 50 by 20. And it takes recruiting dollars to South Carolina to add value to farm products or help somebody from within the state expand, like McCall Farms has done several times or W.P. Rawls has done several times. Try to figure out what does it take for South Carolina's agricultural industry to grow, and as we've learned lately, to grow and keep a balance between ag growth and our natural resources, all of these things. And the reason for bringing Clint on is to have someone focused on these issues so that the department can serve all of these areas better.
Well, and Commissioner, I understand that there's actually another half to his job, as if the first half wasn't enough.
Well, that's right. Around here, no one has one job. We all have four or five, it seems like. But the department works so closely with our fellow state agencies. In this case, we work with Commerce on bringing these prospects to the state. Then we might work with the Department of Health on what are the hurdles that they need to get over or get some things done in a quick fashion. Or we might work with Parks, Recreation, Tourism on some of these smaller farm issues, either around agritourism. So, again, economic development requires, to some extent, working with our fellow agencies. So, again, having one person with that dual responsibility of keeping abreast of all these things, I think really will step the department up to the next level that we wanted to do.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.